I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Jimmy Kimmel will be back tomorrow. The announcement coming from Disney today, the release is very short on details, so I shall be long on questions, and we hope answers will come. This news is fresh, and there hasn't been a lot of reaction yet, but what is being said is worth going through. Disney says suspension came last week to avoid inflaming a tense situation. The release says, quote, "Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend the production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive." It goes on to say, "We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy and reached the decision to return the show." So the comments were made last Monday. The show aired again Tuesday, the next day. But then the reaction from the affiliate station's owner, Nexstar, said it was getting complaints. Complaints also were registered then by President Donald Trump, who said licenses should be revoked and was said to be put under investigation by FCC Chair Brendan Carr. It should also be noted that Nexstar Media is currently pursuing a billion-dollar merger with Tegna Media that would require FCC approval. It's kind of the same threat that Paramount buckled to in dumping Stephen Colbert next season. Its merger with Skydance then got approved. So in the ensuing weeks, several things have happened. First, the Disney-Kimmel talks, then a wave of protests, including street protests in front of Kimmel's theater and Disney headquarters in Burbank. Also, CNN is reporting that over 400 artists and celebrities signed a letter/petition of protest and accused Disney of censorship and limiting freedom of speech. As well, several GOP congresspeople spoke up saying this was not the right path, including Senator Ted Cruz, who warned that Commissioner Carr was setting a dangerous precedent in influencing speech. So, questions. What is in the agreement between Kimmel and Disney? He has lauded in the past that he pretty much can do what he wants. We may never know the answer to that one. He will most likely have to address it in some form or another on the first show back. What kind of pressures was Disney feeling? Was there pressure from sponsors? Were the protesters just bad media? Was reservation booking at some theme parks down? Did the threat of losing some of the A-list Hollywood performers for its movies and TV shows hurt? Will the affiliates carry the show? Turning Point USA spokesman Andrew Colvett says Disney is caving, but it is a mistake, and calls on Nexstar and Sinclair to keep the show off. Did Disney really cave? Or finally, did the top brass address the issue with timing with Kimmel, as it said? Was it just a matter of too much, too soon? Stay tuned. You can email me if you like at ed@edbaxternews.com.